Former Governor Deval Patrick will not run for president in 2020. Several media outlets are reporting today that he's telling advisors he will not be running, no word on why. Joining us now to talk about this is political scientist, political analyst, Tufts University professor Jeff Berry. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Bob.
So, as we said, no word on why yet. Why do you suspect he's not running?
He has been testing the waters, and it's usually the case when candidates, prospective candidates, test the waters. They actually find them pretty warm. So this is a surprise, comes as a surprise to me. He was a serious candidate. He was going around the country. He was raising money, campaigning for candidates. But at some point, he decided that being 2 years on the road among 20 other candidates wasn't for him.
Do you think he was concerned about how he would stand out in a field that large?
I do. This is a field of candidates who believe that what they need to show to Democratic primary voters is how angry they are, how outraged they are about Donald Trump. And that's really not Deval Patrick. He's a quiet voice. He's a reasonable voice. That may have been his strength. But I think at some point he felt that maybe this wasn't his year.
Do you think that maybe he also did not want to compete with Massachusetts' other possible candidates? We know Senator Elizabeth Warren is likely to run, and former Secretary of State John Kerry is also considering a run.
I don't believe that Elizabeth Warren chased Deval Patrick out of the race. They're going to draw from different parts of the Democratic Party. Warren is really going to be the heir to Bernie Sanders voters unless Sanders himself runs. So I think Patrick was going after more conventional liberals. Kerry could fill that space, but I just don't see John Kerry running.
On the flip side, you think Elizabeth Warren is almost definitely in?
She sure appears to be in. She gave an important public policy speech, foreign policy speech in Washington the other day that was advertised to the press on background as this is another step forward. She's making every move that a presidential candidate makes at this point. She has a lot of donors. She looks like she's the real deal in terms of a serious candidate.
Back to Deval Patrick. Do you think he might have perhaps been discouraged by a recent poll out within the last week that showed his support here in Massachusetts was lower than many other candidates, including Joe Biden?
The early tea leaves for Deval Patrick were not good. He has low name recognition around the country, so it wasn't just Massachusetts. He also, I think, has a problem in figuring out where the millions and millions of dollars are going to come from to support him. The way that campaigns are run now is that you need plutocrats and rainmakers, people who are going to give a lot of money to super PACs to support you and people that are going to raise a lot of money for you. And it's not clear that he had that network in place.
So do you think this decision closes out Deval Patrick's political future?
Deval Patrick could be a figure in a Democratic administration. So I would see him as a possible attorney general. He could fill other cabinet positions. So he's probably not going to run for office again, but he's young enough to make a contribution, and I think that whoever is elected president might be well served by looking to him.
All right, we'll see. Jeff Berry, political scientist, political analyst, Tufts University professor. Thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you.